Here I have Jane, Rhonda, and Joe. Yes. Hello, welcome to your 2 hours with Tamsin. I hope you're having a good day. Did you walk here? Because I hear you're going to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Well, we came up the stairs, we didn't get the lift.
That's really good. See, it's incentive, it's things like that. So what I want to know is how this idea all came about.
Well, it came about through every year we go on a girls' trip, mm-hmm. and last time it was a nice little cruise around the Med, really chilled, so we thought we'd do something completely different this time, mm-hmm. and the idea came about by Jane to do Kilimanjaro. It's a challenge we've never done before, mm-hmm. and we're just really excited about doing it.
So what charities are you? Because I got your email and it said that you're raising money for...
We're all doing it for different.
Yeah.
Jane's doing it for mm-hmm. Health for Heroes.
Yeah. So does that have something significant to you, or is it just a charity that you
It does, because my husband was in the forces. He's just retired. And I used to work as a practice nurse within the medical centres within the RAF and the Army. So it's quite close to me, really.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And what are you
doing it for Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Alzheimer's research, and again, it's always something that's close to your heart, isn't it? Because my dad suffered from Alzheimer's, and quite a few people I know have got members of the family who are starting to suffer or have suffered from dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a charity called A Fish for Life, which we founded in 2007. Uh-huh. And we've raised money previously for a project in Kenya where we send children to school, okay. and built a girls' dormitory at an orphanage in 2010. So we're raising money now to do some work in the local community with children.
Mm-hmm. So how's all the fundraising going?
Quite well, actually. I'm doing quite well. A lot of the locals in Almouth have been very, very supportive to me. I've got a sponsor sheet on the bar and the collection tin, and it's doing very nicely, thank you.
So you live in Almouth?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So everyone who lives in Almouth, whereabouts can they dip money into your little...
Well, we've actually got the Red Lion in Almouth, so if they want to pop in there, if they feel like sponsoring, and we're open, it doesn't just... Mine's Help for Heroes, but you know, if they want to support Alzheimer's or children's charity, then it's mm-hmm. either or, whichever they prefer.
So, and who else lives in Almouth?
I've got a house in Almouth as well, so I'm up there a lot. And Jane's kindly put sort of all my details on the bar as well, which is great because it gives people the opportunity. Because mm-hmm. sometimes they have their own charity they want to donate to. And even though they might know Jane, some of them have been quite generous and actually given money to me, you know, because it's a charity that's close to their hearts.
So but it all goes to a good cause.
Well, exactly. Yes. So it's really good.
So how long have you been training for? That's what I want to know. And what have you been doing? So do you, like, feel really fit?
None of us are fitness freaks, but mm-hmm. obviously we'll have to be fit to go up Killy. So what we started doing ages ago now is going on walks up the Cheviots, mm-hmm. going to the gym more, swimming. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were out on Almouth Beach the other night with our head torches on, just practicing climbing up sand dunes in the dark. So you've got to climb the summit when it's dark, so it's all good practice, mm-hmm. really. And it certainly gets your legs with climbing up and down sand dunes. Mm-hmm. So
I bet you've used muscles you didn't know you had.
Quite a few of us have been over to the lakes as well. We've been up, we've done the Kentmere Horseshoe, mm-hmm. we've done Bow Fell and Helvellyn, mm-hmm. and a few of the others. So that's been quite good training there. My brother's been really good with us because we obviously didn't know where we were going, but he's lived in the lakes for years, so mm-hmm. he's taken us, and my husband came over and supported us.
All right.
What we tried to do is make it fun because there's 8 of us doing it, so mm-hmm. yes, we're training, but we'll make it as fun a day as possible.
Yeah, and I think as well, if there's a lot of you can sort of encourage each other, because my parents and I, we used to do sort of like beachy holidays mm-hmm. all the time, and then one year I was like, hey mom, do you fancy going to Peru or something? So we did that, mm-hmm. and you know, we went on with a group of people, uh-huh. and you know, a lot of them were sort of trekking up, you know, Machu Picchu, and it was uh-huh. like a military exercise, uh-huh. but there was other people who were like, let's just take our time. And it's, even though it's over 6 days, you can still kind of go to a sort of pace, or do you feel like it's going to be very rushed?
You actually have to go slowly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get mm-hmm. guides that take you up, and the idea is that you really do go as slowly as you need to go, mm-hmm. because the altitude has an effect on you, and if you go too fast, you're going to run out of energy, basically.
I think they actually say pearl, which means slowly, slowly.
Yes.
And I think as long as we follow that and drink plenty of water as well, mm-hmm. I think we should
hopefully be okay. Well, they stipulate the pace. You're actually not allowed mm-hmm. to walk ahead of the lead guide,
yeah,
which is quite good. Mm-hmm. I think from what we understand is they take us up higher than we are going to actually stop that day, and then they bring you back down.
Okay.
So every night they take you probably a couple of hundred meters higher than you're meant to be sort of sleeping at, and they bring us back down.
So you acclimatise.
Trying to acclimatise,
So do you feel ready? Do you feel prepared? Because it all takes place on, have a look here at my little email.
First of February.
Not far now.
I know.
I think a lot of it is mental as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think we're all fit enough to do it.
And mental.
And mental, yeah.
Hey, if Cheryl Cole can do it, I think all you ladies can do it.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, I'm not saying y'all are like, you know. I'm not saying it's all weird. What I'm saying is that she's like a spelk. And I have no idea. I think she was airlifted. I think they just had a couple of scenes where she was walking going, hey, I'm really knackered, but I'm worth it. And then, you know, but yeah, no, I think you'll manage. So, but you feel ready?
We do feel ready.
Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all a little bit nervous about it because we've never done anything like this before. Yeah. But I would say we're ready. And like Jane mentioned before, the main thing is to be mentally ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're set to go.
We've got quite a good support network within the group of friends. Anyway, we've all been friends for quite a long time, and we're very, very different characters.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all got really positive attitudes, and we all kind of like to do the same things. We're all quite driven. So I think everyone will support everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've sort of said if we'll have days, you know, where one or two of us might be a bit not on top form, but the others will bring us on, and we've all talked about that, you know. So if one of us is a bit low, then, you know, encouragement, really.
Mm-hmm. And it's good that you're all there together, because you're all in it and you've all got to do it. Yeah. But it'll be really worth it in the end, I think, because it says here that, obviously, the last climb is at night, so we will be using head torches, but the sunrise is said to be an amazing sight from the top of Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will have to take some photographs and bring them back, because I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
So organising a trip like this, is this quite an easy thing to do? Or, I mean, how do you actually go about saying, right, this is what we want to do?
Yeah, no, it is if you use the right company, I think. And the lady who booked it, actually, she researched it quite well, and I think the company that she's used came sort of quite highly recommended. I think they had a huge write-up, actually, in the Sunday Times travel section, hadn't they, a couple of years ago, because it's been booked for 18 months.
Okay.
So she did a lot of research into it, and they've got a good reputation, and they use the Sherpas, and the guides that they use are all very well-tret, because there's a big problem out there with people not being paid properly, and so we made sure that we wanted to do it in that kind of direction as well, where everyone's kind of employed fairly and looked after really.
Yeah, but you will be sleeping rough.
Oh, no.
We are sleeping in tents.
We are.
Lovely. No, I must admit, I'm not I mean, I like, you know, going for walks and stuff like that, but I'm not a real sort of outdoorsy kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't have much choice when we're halfway up there.
No, that's true. Or you could sleep under the stars. That would be quite romantic.
Gets a bit cold though, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, what kind of things do you have to take? Obviously, you have to take some good walking shoes.
Absolutely. I mean, we've all got all the cold weather gear now. We've all got the jackets, fleeces, all the thermals. Good boots.
Yeah, we had a kit list
and
we've worked our way through it, but Joe reckons now that we have to become like proper ramblers. She says because we spent that much money on the kit, we just can't do this and then stop.
Yeah, so we keep saying it's free to go out and walk. Well, it is after you spent all your money on different tops and trousers and boots.
It is. It gets really expensive because I found, I mean, obviously I didn't pay for it because, you know, my mum and dad paid for it because I was only 14. But, you know, when we went to sort of Peru and stuff, my mum and I, boots are expensive. Mm. And then you've got to buy a backpack. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to start thinking about the pants, and you get those ones with the little zippers around the knees, and then they're a nightmare to put back on. Mm-hmm. Don't bother taking them off, it's not worth it, even if it does get hot.
But it's even sleeping bags as well, isn't it? I mean, because you have to have a decent sleeping bag because it gets pretty cold. It can get down to about minus 20, I think.
Really?
Top,
Wow.
And what you can take is all regulated because your porter helps you carry what you need for 6 days. So it's a certain weight, a certain size bag.
Okay. And they're quite strict on that, the way in at the bottom, you know, at the base camp before we set off, all that's weighed. So, and if you're over, I think it's 15K.
Yeah, they make you take stuff out.
Yeah.
So you won't be carrying your own, like, you'll be carrying, like, day packs.
Yeah, and they'll carry the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do people go about sponsoring you if they want to, they want to give you some money, encourage you even more?
Well, I mean, I've got, as I said, at the Red Lion, I've got a sponsor form there, and it's a collection tin, and Joe's got...
I've got a Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/ A Fish for Life, so they can sponsor our charity, A Fish for Life, or pledge their donation to Help for Heroes, Alzheimer's Society, or Leukemia Research.
Yeah, we're all doing the same, and I've got the same. I've got a Just Giving website,
okay.
which is Rhonda Miller Zero at Just Giving. And again, Jane has got something on the bar for maybe we're kind of just sharing donations, and if anyone wants to give to anything in particular or just knows us, we're happy to pass it on to someone else.
Because I think originally it wasn't, we weren't going to do it for, you know, it wasn't a charity thing, it was a challenge to us, and we thought, well, we're doing something, let's make it worthwhile, and if we can help some of the people on the way.
But I think we should make the point that any donations go straight to the charity. All the costs involved in us going up Killy we're paying for ourselves.
Right. So what's the one thing that you're really nervous about? What are your apprehensions about this whole trip? Because I think that's, you know, it sounds all fantastic, like, because, I mean, it is a fantastic thing you do, and I'm quite envious. Can I come? That would be really cool. That's kind of, I mean,
it's a good,
you know,
group of girls. You'd have a great time.
Yeah, I know. The only thing I'm nervous about is if I get altitude sickness, which you can't know till you're there, so there's no point worrying about it. But apart from that, I think we've done our preparation, we've done our training, and we just want to have a good time getting up there.
I think that would be the same for me, the altitude, really. But I think, you know, as long as we follow the guidelines, drink plenty, you know, walk slowly. Of water, not Jack Daniels, Joe.
Ah, darn it.
But we have got some medication with us as well, which is supposed to help with altitude sickness. So if we do need to take anything, we've got something there. But you've got to listen to the porters as well. Because you can actually, it can cause cerebral edema, which is quite dangerous. So,
And you'll have your malaria tablets.
Malaria tablets we've got,
Yeah, they're a barrel of laughs.
I know from experience.
That I had to go through all that. It was very strange. I had a rabies shot once. I felt the need to bite people.
It was very exciting.
And so do you have, like, a special diet that you have to do while you're over there? I mean, you obviously be eating lots of, like, starchy stuff, or do you have to eat loads of chocolate to kind of give you, like, sugar and energy and stuff?
I think we're all planning on to take energy bars with us.
Kind of, we're happy to eat what they cook. From what everyone said, it's they're going to feed you what you need. Basically, they're going to cook what's going to try and give you energy. But we're going to take energy bars, nut bars. We've kind of been taking them on the walks, haven't we?
We have, and you burn quite a lot of calories up per day, so you've got to make sure you eat, even if you feel sick.
So are you doing anything after the trek? Are you going to be spending a few days in you're not just going to be coming straight home?
We're going to Zanzibar.
Oh, nice.
On the beach for 5 days.
Excellent. That'll be worth it. And then whoever's got altitude sickness. But whoever's got altitude sickness gets to go a bit earlier.
Possibly.
Absolutely.
I'll see you there, girl. I don't feel well.
And but you won't be going on safari or anything?
No, I've actually done that before, and I think you have done as well. So we just want to just chill out, really, to be honest.
I think you do have to something like that. But you do have to take loads of photographs, and I'd love for you to come back in and show me, like, are you going to write, like, a journal and stuff as well?
I think we probably will do, I think it's a nice thing to do that, isn't it?
We've been told that when we get to the summit, we actually have to just try and click, because we've met quite a few people who've actually already done it, and they say when you get there, you're a little bit spaced out. And they actually, some of them can't remember really being there, can they? So they've just said, really click your camera
as much as you
as much as you can, because you don't, it's not until you look back at the photographs that you actually can remember, in a way.
That's so strange. I know my mum, when she went to Everest Base Camp, she took a video camera, but you could hear her breathing. It was like Darth Vader. She was like, and it was, I was like, Mum, what's that? She was like, well, there's no air. There's no way, you just, you know, and it was very bizarre. So Kilimanjaro, I'll tell you a few facts for the listeners in case they're interested. Kilimanjaro is 19,340 feet above sea level. That's a lot. And it is the tallest mountain in Africa and the world's highest freestanding mountain. It stands on Tanzania's northern border with Kenya, and it's going to take 6 days to get to the summit. To get to the top, but it's going to be a great experience, and I wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
There anything else you would like to add to the anything? Just to tell listeners.
Just to say thank you so far for all the support, and anybody else who would like to support, you know, giving to any of the charities, that would be great. Thank you.
Well, I would like to make a little donation. I'll go on to Just Giving pages if you can write it down, but I'm going to play some music for encouragement. The first one is Joe McElderry, The Climb. I've been thinking about this a lot.
Bodies were coming in last week, so I had this all prepared.
So you've been waiting.
I've been thinking about this for the last 2 weeks. So the first one is Joan McElderry, The Climb. I'm glad it's not the Miley Cyrus version because I don't like it. And the second one is Toto Africa.
Oh, wow.
So I'll try and find something with Zanzibar in it, but
we'll have to get them on our iPods.
Exactly.
To remind us of you.
Exactly. Just go for it. Yeah. Well, you're going to be able to listen to music.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. There is, mm-hmm. apparently, I was reading the other day, they have got a Facebook where they do follow if when we're going up.
Yeah, I read that.
And their Twitter.
All right, brilliant. Mm-hmm. So we won't be able to tweet.
No.
Feet hurting, blisters. Yeah. Absolutely not. Can't wait for Zanzibar. Give yourselves a round of applause, Sadie. Thank you very much for coming in. And I honestly wish you all the best. And I hope you don't end up with altitude sickness because it's not fun. It's really not.